Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Graybar Sports Open Line.
Goldschmidt swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer!
On America's Sports Voice, King of OX.
Back at it here on a Wednesday. It is a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. Talking a lot of SLU basketball here. During this first hour of the show, we'll go pretty much all Cardinals baseball during the 7 o'clock hour after the Cardinals end up losing today to Philadelphia by a 4-3 score. Throwing out a first pitch yesterday was new Bill Kinsman's basketball coach, Josh Schertz. Shortly after he threw out that first pitch, I got the chance to sit down and talk with him. And the first thing I asked him was how he was doing, especially after throwing out a first pitch, which might have been a little bit high, but certainly it was not a – we've seen much worse first pitches out there.
Appreciate you having me on. I'm better now that I got that first pitch out of the way. That was weighing on my mind here for the last few days. I haven't slept for 72 hours, petrified about that, but didn't bounce it, didn't throw it over the guy's head. Believe it was a strike if Zach Edey was in the batter's box.
Fair enough. We're talking prior to the Cardinals game on Tuesday night. What is this last – really, let's go back a little bit more, like last week, because you're playing an NIT championship game in one of the most historic basketball venues. You then get a new job. You get introduced. You come to Busch Stadium to do a first pitch. Can you wrap your hands around everything that's happened in the last week or so?
Absolutely not. It's been an emotional week in a lot of ways. Obviously, losing that game in the championship game, having a lead there in the final, 3 minutes and really the final minute of the game and not being able to finish it off and kind of a gut-wrenching loss to end the season. And then, making the decision to come here, which, I feel great about. And, I said, it was really easy to come to St. Louis. It was hard to leave Indiana State, hard to leave Terre Haute. And so both those things can be true. But we're thrilled to be here. And then coming in, it's just been, I had incredibly high expectations and it's been exceeded in every way. I mean, the way the people have been, the community, just being around some people here in the community, just getting my feet wet here in St. Louis. It's been tremendous, and elite facilities, infrastructure, resources, people, and so I think the commitment level is there to build something special, and that's why I came here.
What's it like for you as you check off those boxes? Because to be successful in college basketball, you mentioned the two things: you got to have facilities, and then you got to have other support, whether it be NIL or any other type of kind of where the financial side of it comes in.
Yeah, I think in today's world, and it may change here, who knows, it's obviously a very fluid, climate. But I think today what really sells is certainly system style of play, NIL, being competitive in the NIL marketplace. And then you want to have, facilities and infrastructure that are attractive. And then I think the other piece that's maybe underrated is being in a great city. And we have all that at SLU. We do. We have everything you need to compete at the highest level. We're going to be really competitive in the NIL market space. I think we got a system of play, style of play that's going to be attractive to recruits. St. Louis, the city, sells itself. It's an amazing place to live. It's a great sports town. There's a lot of, there's really no basketball competition for the Billikens. So we got to capture, those fans. And then, our facilities and when you look at it across the board and infrastructures, very much in line with what you see at the Power 5 level. So no excuses for us not to build something special here.
Terre Haute's just down the road from St. Louis. Have you spent much time here in terms of recruiting the area?
I've spent time here recruiting, and I've obviously been here for the conference tournament every year. Yeah. It's at the Enterprise Center. But I've never, spent time here in the sense of, really getting inside of St. Louis. I'm either, you know, recruiting and popping in and, you know, popping out somewhere else, or, you know, when you're here for the Missouri Valley Tournament, you're just focused on, you know, fighting for your life and trying to win the next game. This has been the first time I've been able to really, you know, hit some places, be around downtown, and just explore a little bit, you know, in terms of just going to find somewhere to eat or go, you know, meet with somebody. It's been amazing. But the people are, you know, have just been incredible. It's almost like it's not real how nice and accommodating everybody is, from not just the people at SLU, but the people here in St. Louis.
When a new coach comes in, there's the process of talking to the players who have already been around, and they need to make their own decisions. But in our current transfer portal era, in many ways, you're re-recruiting your roster on an every year basis anyways. Is there really a lot of difference now between what you would do anyways and what you're doing now?
No, I mean, you know, I think we had more stability because we had been at Indiana State for a while. So that, I think there was a scenario, I'm not saying it would have happened, where if everybody came back, we could have maybe not gone the portal at all this spring. That'll take a while to get to that stage. You got to build it. But, you know, you're right. Like, look, like, we had a really good team this year. We won 32 games. We had 9 new scholarship players on this team, you know, out of 13. We only had 4 returners. It wasn't like we returned a whole bunch. I do think, though, to build a sustainable program, that continuity is the best way to do it. And so being able to have that corporate knowledge, being able to retain your players, retain your best players, a lot of times be the best recruits you can get. And so that goes back to us, you know, having a great culture, hopefully, you know, the infrastructure, resources, and having a collective that's competitive. We'll be able to do that to retain our really good players and keep them at SLU, because I think that's the pathway to really building something sustainable in a climate where, you know, every rule is designed to fracture, you know, that continuity.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're talking with new Billikens head coach Josh Schertz. One of the things I love about your resume is you had a long tenure at Lincoln Memorial, and you had a lot of success there. But sometimes you see guys that are waiting for that D1 opportunity. They're at a non-D1, and it just doesn't come. As you're going through that long tenure, what was your mental approach to that in knowing what might come into, you know, your future eventually?
You know, I was so happy where I was. You know, I never have been somebody who, you know, felt like, man, I have to go and validate my career or prove myself at the highest level. I just never did. I wanted to coach somewhere that I was appreciated and I was valued, somewhere that I thought I brought value to the university. I coached great kids and I made, you know, great money. And it was honestly, you know, not that at all people were beating my door down to hire me, because that's absolutely not true. But I had some opportunities to go to Division I as a head coach, and I always turned them down and stayed. And when I made the move to Indiana State, it really wasn't a financial move. I think I made $40,000 more my first year in Indiana State than I did at Lincoln Memorial. It was really about, we had a new president, a new AD, and I wanted to see if I could do it. You know, the Missouri Valley, I kind of skipped a step. Like, a lot of times you go from D2, you go to low major D1, you go to one of those lower leagues, I mean, an OVC, Atlantic Sun, a Horizon, a Summit, something like that, where you're at a low major level. And I was able to bypass that and go right to a really solid, a great mid-major top 10 league in the country in the Valley, to a job at Indiana State that's considered to be one of the harder jobs in that league. And I want to see if, you know, I eventually at LMU, we had all the resources and I had arguably the best job in the country. And so I was going back and kind of just challenging to see, you know, if we could bring that blueprint somewhere else, start from scratch, start with a job that I didn't have those resources, and see if we could build something. I was just kind of enticed, intrigued by that challenge.
How do you evaluate the A-10? It seems like it's a league that there's some sleeping giants in it. There are some programs that have had some success recently, but other programs, including SLU over the last, you know, last year, that it feels like there's a lot of programs that could be taking steps forward.
Yeah, I think the league should be designed to get multiple bids. I think us being better helps that. Mm-hmm. But I agree with you. I think, you know, when you look at the league, there's a lot of terrific programs. It's a league that, you know, historically has been a multi-bid league. It's a league that, you know, has quality teams across the board. I don't think the jump from the Missouri Valley Atlantic 10 is a gulf where you're like, oh, my God, this is like night and day, because – you know, I think this year in the net, we were 9 and they were 8 maybe. I think it's just one. But you know, in general, it's going to be a step up in class. But I do think it's a really good league. But I do think SLU is one of the better jobs in the league. When you look at it, you know, Dayton, VCU, SLU are three jobs that, you know, you have the resources, infrastructure, facilities to really, you know, have good teams year in, year out. And that should be the expectation. That's the expectation for me. I think that should be the expectation for the fans and everybody else involved, that we're going to, you know, compete for championships here. And, you know, I think that's reasonable and legitimate with what they're investing into it.
When big things happen to people, you get congratulations, you hear from folks, there's been great things said and written about you. Is there one or two text messages or statements from somebody out there that you've read and you've gone, okay, that's kind of cool to hear from them or see them say that about me?
Oh, I've had, you know, just some friends, some NBA friends that are, you know, like head coaches, reach out and shoot me a text that they knew that, you know, I got the job. The thing that Jay Billish wrote, I'm pretty sure I wrote that for him, but still, it was nice that he posted that. I'm almost certain I wrote that and he just, you know, sent it in. But that was nice. No, I didn't write it because it was way too verbose. I could not have written that. He had a lot of words and I didn't even understand. So, But there were so many nice things said, and you know, it's great that people are excited. I'm equally as excited. But just, you know, when you hear from people you respect and are like, hey, that's a great move, and man, that, you know, Coach Majerus, you know, obviously he's, you know, respected. Man, go and, you know, fulfill his vision for SLU and what it could have been, and you know, and so you feel a little bit of that pressure and you feel a little bit of that, but it's a good type of pressure, if that makes sense.
He is Coach Josh Schertz. He's the new head men's basketball coach at St. Louis University. Coach, thanks for taking the time. Congratulations. Look forward to talking to you a lot over years to come.
I look forward to being here. Look forward to doing that. Appreciate it.
That's Josh Schertz. We'll take a break. Have more in a moment. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.